I would like to talk to you about some things which I found specific for Croatia and probably also for Eastern Europe. I liked yesterday's talk by Eben Moglen and also that areas which he just counted that there is a free software, free hardware, free culture, and free spectrum. And what I would like to do is to place every of that area into the areas like government, civil sector, and business sector, and individual users of free software. We just mentioned free software, but I think that it's from my experience, it's really important not to go just with the free software, because advocacying just the technical kind of things always just really stuck into the small techie communities where they just ignore, fight, love to each other and other things. And I think that if we want to have a free software implemented more wider, then it should go also together with free spectrum, free culture, and I really can't say anything about hardware closed or free or anything like that from Croatian perspective. I will start with, in my opinion, really good example of how the whole thing about advocacying free software in Croatia happening. Multimedia Institute is the organization from we are kind of outsiders on many fields in Croatia, from contemporary art, critical theory, to free software also. So we are not veterans of free software. We are not the first people who came up with free software and starting using free software. There are several other organizations in Croatia who did that at first. This event was called Hackers Croatia, and it was organized because that was just before our government was deciding if they will sign another contract with Microsoft or not. So that was the event where people talked if there is alternative, and they call it hackers alternative or open source free software. So we had people from the government, people from the faculties, from the NGOs and the others. And what I found quite interesting is that people who are coming from techie world, who are really free software developers, free software implementers, people who are using free software for a longer time, that they tend to go in their talks just about the technical details, just about superiority of open source and free software comparing to Microsoft, that there is no viruses, that I'm sure that you know all of those details, but that's just like, I don't know, yelling in one room, really in specific situation, and people from the government, at least they are interested in that discussion, just to low down prices from the Microsoft, and that was how it happened at that moment on that event. And what I found it wasn't for the first time is that people from free software. From Linux user group in Croatia, they're really afraid of any talks about free software which goes far from the technical details. Yeah. They're afraid of any connections with thinking of politics. They're afraid of thinking or talking as an activist or whatever. So I just found that there are quite clones of the one particular segment of free software groups in America. It's everything is just about Linux should be adapted into the enterprise level. Linux should have as much investments from the big companies like IBM, Novell, and the others. And that just goes into that direction. And our specific situation in Croatia, I'm quite sure that it's the same with the whole Eastern Europe, is that we have some funds from the outside, from the European Union, from different foundations, and those funds usually goes also it tends to fit into some kind of system of values. There are some buzzwords which are just in exchange in between people who are doing projects and people from the foundations, and of course I'm just trying to be cynical. It's not just about really about values around that, and those values and the articulation of that is quite close to the free software movement, to everything which we know about the free software, but just few really. I think that except us, I will show you, there is one organization from Pula, from Istria, really kind of started to talk that way about the free software. People from Linux user groups, from the other organization, which stands for Open Standards, they just didn't really take chance. It was from Open Society that was quite open. We were invited to write some strategies about IT sector in Croatia, and that was completely written in direction of free software, with explicit free software, open source, localization, all of the things which those people are working on, but they didn't apply for that, because they think that non-profits, NGOs are just not good enough. And when I talk to them, I just can't see why is that, but that they just pick up some lines from different groups of people, especially from US. And when we talked there, one guy on that event, Hackers Croatia, one guy just told them, like one journalist, like, you should look in Microsoft as a good example how they spread it away, how they have so many partners and other things. And the only thing which I said is that I don't think that we should have Microsoft as a good example, because Microsoft should pay a big penalty, because Microsoft was not fair on the market, and that I just don't think that that's the good direction, that we should do different things. And then most of them were like, we don't need activism, it's not good for free software and other things. So I think that they just took that direction of being pragmatic, but being pragmatic not considering the situation in Croatia. From OSI was that open call for 90,000 US dollars for that year. Nobody from Linux community applied for that, and I think that it's quite big money for that small community in Croatia. So I was just trying to, I would like to share experiences with the others, if they have those kind of problems of people using and consider themselves as members of free software community, being just too techy and being afraid of going into any articulation which will go outside of technical details. yeah, this is the website of that the other open standards organization, which just, you know, they're doing that's good, but that's just for that small community of free software. They're doing annual events. On the last one, we had Ken Carr from Apache Software Foundation. Just a second. Yeah, there is another organization which is quite similar, like Multimedia Institute, from where I come. They are from Pula, Istria, and also they don't have a technical background. Most of the people, just like in Multimedia Institute, are from, you know, from philosophy background, for political theory, art, or sociology, and those kind of background. And they quite good in picking up the free culture, you know, not just free software, and connecting that that way. So I'll just show you what's going on in Pula on June 25th, 26th, and 27th this year. You are welcome to join us on TransHack meeting. Yeah, just coders, explorers, activists, cyber feminists, cyberpunks, GNUs, and it's quite hack meeting which used to happen year by year in Italy, and this is the first year which goes outside of Italy, and that's really self-organizing event of hackers gathering from all around. There is no reception, there is no hotels room, it's just you just appear there, and then we will just organize things about that. Yeah. So I think that in wider public, with different approach, so not from that perspective of technical details, I think that we were quite successful. We also mentioned that there is we call it EgoBoo Beats project. It's a GNU GPL publishing label. It publishes not just music, but it's now quite well known of music, and we were lucky that those guys and girls, women who are in EgoBoo Beats are not just willing to share their music, but they are also quite good and they produce quite good quality music. So that's a good combination of being in public because of the quality of the music or how people just perceive that. But what those people are really interested in is about sharing. And I can really prove that the same thing like Floss research just picked up, that people came into the free software movement, and they care just about some titles in music that was just they were interested mostly in just in publishing, just to publish their things so people will listen to that. But now most of them are much more into the issues of freedom of speech and other things. And I will just mention a couple of successes we had. I think that it's probably unique in the world. We had like number one hit on top chart on our national TV. Zvuk Broda was here in Berlin opening and closing the Transmediale. Also some other words, but I will talk a little bit and also about the problems of what we found with Egobovic's work in Croatia on the panel on 1 o'clock. I will also show you how many people are now in, it's more than 25, more than 50 hours of free music. We have also, for example, girls who are just connecting free software, free speech, also with some feminist issues. And they're getting also, because that's something which is interesting not just to techie community but to wider public. So that's how we raise issues in the, you know, in wider public, talking about entertainment, but at the same time like talking about issues of freedom. Just a second. I will just mention and what are the other things what we do as a Multimedia Institute. We develop some free software. This is the homepage of TamTam. This is WikiClone, which we just started to develop because we needed some easy to customize wiki, and now it's quite popular. There is more than 30 or 40 sites who are running on that. We also have just a second. Oops. We have also some other free software development in our media lab, and talking this way, so connecting free culture with the free software, we were quite successful. So the new So new foundation for development of civil society in Croatia switched to Linux. Now they have 7 people there, and in their strategy is to support free software in implementing that in civil sector, and they will not just support it by saying that that's good, but also they have some funds. So I think that in our specific situation, it's quite that's the good chance for free software community to go to civic sector and to try to just raise that pace, not just on the business side, because business side will be solved probably just from the market, not by individual efforts who are not, you know, strong enough, who don't have any big interest in that. So I think that that's the for our specific situation much better approach. Am I too long?
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. There is also another example. Yeah, that's it. Of implementing free software. This is our national academic and research network, and from the early beginning, they implemented internet. But from the early beginning, they were into Unix and then Linux. And now, just recently, a couple of months ago, they also switched to for the all of the employees with Linux on desktops. Now we are trying to make some kind of bridge in between that foundation for development of civil society and that academic research network. We are just into the setting up some kind of forum which will support and talk in public about free software. We probably will just take an approach of talking more about open standards, and then through that talks and things, I think we will be much more successful in getting some interest from the governmental side, because we also on that event of Hackers Croatia, that was the issue and problem which we just found, that government is keen to do such a things, but there is no subject, there is no groups or there is not just a strong forum which will really talk about the free software. And they are also afraid if you just talk about free software that that it doesn't cover free market. So just to make it short, we'll make that bridge in between Croatian research network and that foundation, and try to influence our government with some things about the open source. Thank you.